This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, right here on the Fan Ed North. Rob Long, Jerry Coleman on the line right now is RDC Sports NFL Insider, Ross Tucker Insider. Calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. Check out Ross's daily betting podcast. It's called Bet Sweats. That's every weekday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and it's only on radio.com. Joining us right now is Ross. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Rob. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. Ross, you know offensive line. And back when we were allowed to go to training camp, I think I watched more activity on the O&D line than the skill position players because I'm fascinated by it. Now with Ronnie Stanley out, you see Orlando Brown Jr. going from right tackle to left where he played at Oklahoma. Is he good enough on the NFL level, in your opinion, to consistently protect the blind side of Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, I think he is. He's played pretty well since he came into the league, which I like. I wasn't a great combine guy either, so I love the fact that his numbers were so terrible, and it doesn't matter because he's just a good football player. And the thing that I think, speaking of times changing, that people don't realize – there's not that much of a difference between right tackle and left tackle anymore, if at all. You know, the whole idea was that used to be where they would put the best pass rusher because they wanted to hit the quarterback's blind side and strip sack him. So then you had to put your best pass protector over there. But you look around the league now, and a lot of the best rushers rush from the other side because there's a school of thought of, well, if they don't get there, they're kind of in the quarterback's face. They're disruptive. They're coming from that way. So you look around the league, a lot of guys, J.J. Watt and DeMarcus Lawrence and a lot of these guys, Khalil Mack, they're rushing over the right tackle. So you got to be able to pass protect from the right side as well. Orlando's done that very well during his time in the league. Now, I will say this. I always have a tough time when people ask me to do offensive line rankings. I just have a little bit of a tough time with the Ravens just because – their scheme is extremely O-line friendly, which is great for those guys. I wish I would have been in a scheme like that. So they're just not in a lot of obvious passing downs, which is when you're typically most susceptible as an offensive lineman.
You mentioned, you know, rushing from the right side to being the quarterback's face. One of the stats they now track is actually quarterback hits. And we've had arguments in the show that some people feel that there's no value to that stat. Sacks are all that matters. Others, how do you feel about this? I mean, is it important to get a hit on the quarterback or rush him or hurry them?
Yeah, I think it all matters. In fact, I think just looking at sacks is probably an inefficient way to look at it. For me, it would be, I don't know, they combine these sometimes, but to me, I would call it total disruption, right? So that would be pressures, hits on the quarterback, and sacks. And I think, you know, in my mind, maybe I should stop talking and just invent this and get rich from it or something, but in my mind, it would be like you get 2 points for a sack, a point for a hit on the quarterback, and half a point for a pressure, and then add up all those points, and that'll tell me who's really doing work. Because you got to count the hits on the quarterback. You got to count the pressures. It's hard to get sacks. Sometimes sacks come in bunches. Sometimes sacks are lucky. But what I want is I want the guy that every single Sunday he's going to get me 10 points, right? Like, or 5 to 10 points. He's going to get me a bunch of hits on the quarterback. He's going to get to the – because that means on the third downs, the quarterback's just not comfortable. He's not able to take his time in the pocket. He's being affected. It really is about how much can you affect the quarterback.
Ross, did want to ask you about the Ravens' run game and how you would address that in terms of the carries between Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins, even Lamar, with Mark Ingram being out. How would you divide them?
Well, it seems like they kind of have a formula, which is they like Gus up the middle a little bit more. They like J.K. Dobbins more on the perimeter. And I will say, you know, I understand that thought process, and they're trying to keep everybody fresh. I don't know. Last time I checked, what was J.K. Dobbins averaging, like 20 yards a carry? he's been very productive when he's gotten the opportunities. And then when you have Mark come back, I guess that's a good problem to have. I know this. I would, as much as possible, try to keep Lamar's numbers down. I would try to keep Lamar's numbers down so that he stays healthy, so that he stays fresh. You really only need him to do it in terms of a designed quarterback run 2 to 4 times a game. He's going to get a couple of them off of reads. He's going to get one or two off a scramble. So he's going to still be close to 10 by the end of it. I just wouldn't want to have that many where we're actually calling it and he's doing that, especially at this point of the year. You know, I think all that kind of goes out the window when you get to the playoffs. It's, you know, it's live or die, right? You got to go for it. But I think right now the goal would be, in my mind, I think they should probably give the ball to Dobbins a little bit more and Lamar a little bit less. And Edwards is probably just about right. I think they like him as a different body type, different style with his kind of hard-charging ball of butcher knives.
Joining us right now, NFL insider for RDC Sports. He is Ross Tucker. Now, Ross, I know you have your gambling show, your betting podcast, Bet Sweats, that starts today at 10 o'clock. So I'm looking at Indy, Tennessee, Thursday, one of the better Thursday night matchups. Are you surprised Tennessee at home is only 2-point favorites right now?
No, I'm not. I mean, I got to tell you guys, maybe I'm the wrong person to talk to, because I took the Colts getting 3 points last week, and then I felt good about it, because they always tell you, you know, when you're making those wagers, that what you really want to try to do is beat the final line. And correct me if I'm wrong, weren't the Colts, like, favored by the time the game actually happened?
I'm not sure.
I think the Colts ended up being favored, which I thought was crazy. You know, that's a tough game for the Ravens to come off of after the way they lost to the Steelers. And they don't have Ronnie Stanley. I'll take the Colts in 3 points. I thought it was a toss-up game. You could go either way, and I'll take the 3 points. Which, well, by the way, is why I thought it was a really impressive, really important win for the Ravens. I don't think people are talking enough about for them to win coming from behind and to win by 2 touchdowns. That was a huge step in the right direction for them this season. But no, I mean, Tennessee has been a pretty inconsistent team. So that line sounds about right.
Ross, real quickly, I'm following you on Twitter, and this is going to be a weekly question from me regarding the food you're enjoying while on the road. Tell us about the press box food you had over the last week, whether in the press box or one of your many pit stops around the country. I saw a picture of an ice cream spot you hit in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys have ever gone to, like, a Bengals game outside of Cincinnati. Grater's Ice Cream in Cincinnati. I thought it was a whole Ohio thing. Evidently, it's just Cincinnati. So good. I did a little Maction. It was Ball State at Miami, Ohio. Grater's Ice Cream. You know, they're known for their chocolate chip, but they're lying. Those aren't chocolate chips, bro. They're like chocolate chunks. So as you're eating the ice cream, there are chunks of chocolate in it. It was so good. Now you guys are getting me jealous. Now I'm talking to you guys today in Muncie, Indiana, the house that Willie Snead built, because tomorrow night Eastern Michigan plays Ball State. I will say this about Miami, Ohio. No, who was it? Fresno State had Chick-fil-A, which was always a big winner. I can't remember what Miami, Ohio had now. UNLV, they had like barbecue chicken, corn on the cob, which I like, but especially if I'm doing TV, barbecue chicken is dangerous.
It's, you know, like, very
I'm not trying to get my hands all messy. I'm not trying to have the sauce maybe go on my shirt right before I'm on TV and my mom's watching and the bosses are watching. So I think we need to, be a little bit more sensitive, you know, to TV announcers. Okay, like, let's get good food, but good food that's not going to be dangerous. You know, like, they get all these pastas. You know, I like pasta, I like chicken parm, but not more. Not when I'm trying to look clean, Rob. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Yeah. There
was one. By the way, I am convinced to this day that that's why the Ravens lost to the Titans in the AFC divisional round last year.
Why?
You know that, right?
Why?
They didn't do the crab cakes at halftime last year. They were saving them for the AFC championship game. You can't do that. You can't save it for the AFC championship. You gotta treat every week in the playoffs like it's do or die. And I was at that game. I called that game for Western One. And somebody, one of the higher-ups in the Ravens organization, said, no, we'll save the crab cake for a conference championship game, and that's why they lost the Titans.
It was that, so is that going to be the curse of Ross Tucker? They didn't have the crab cakes for you?
I think it's the curse of the crab cake.
All right.
Yeah,
so you
think
don't want to take
the
responsibility.
What it really is just a mindset. I'm not even kidding, though. That was a crazy game in the sense that people were, like, already talking about next week against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately. Like, it was like... Yeah, so next week when the Chiefs come, like, it was, I don't know if that got in the players' heads, but that's what, like, all the media were talking about in the press box. It was pretty crazy.
Ross, those crab cakes are for tourists, just so you know, going forward. Don't eat those.
Yeah, when you come back to Baltimore, holler at me. We go get some real crab cakes.
Those crab cakes are what?
They're for tourists, for out-of-towners like you who don't know any better.
Yeah, we'll take you to get some real crab cakes next time.
You know what? I think they're actually pretty good.
That's because you haven't had other crab cakes.
I've had other crab cakes. Dude, I live an hour north of Baltimore. I've had a lot of crab cakes. I know about filling.
Where you get them from?
They were pretty good.
You get them from Baltimore or from an hour north of Baltimore?
I'm from an hour north of Baltimore.
There you go.
Okay, well, whatever. You guys think you're okay.
You get them an hour north. If you get them an hour north of
crab cakes and football, that's what Maryland does. How about this? Crab cakes. Maryland just does crab cakes. You want football, I come up to Pennsylvania. So you guys can own the crab cake. You come up to Pennsylvania.
Hey, big fella.
Some pierogies.
Take it easy,
I'll punch you in the face, and my team will beat your team in football. Okay?
Take it easy, big fella. Take it easy.
Boy, this spiraled.
You're getting a little lathered up there, man.
Don't make me. Pierogies are down there.
Don't make me send Jerry Coleman on you now.
Jerry Coleman, he's broadcasting from the second floor family room in his house. I heard that.
That's right. Very safe here, Ross. Very safe.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.